Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. I like this part. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Say it was so. Everything God did was so. See, everything God does, that is it. It is so. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God was the first person who did reclamation of land from the sea. When he reclaimed the land, this is what really just interested me. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And look at what God did. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was what? So. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you about engaging the Holy Spirit in situations. Let me say that the Holy Spirit is not an angel, neither is he the angelic host. The Holy Spirit is God himself. Praise the Lord. And he is not the third person of the Trinity, as it were, to say that we are three gods. One is Father, one is Son, one is Holy Spirit. No, it doesn't work that way. Praise the Lord. God has found a way of revealing himself and working with man in different seasons, in different forms. So like we have said, God, when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, that is God revealed in the flesh. It's called the Son of God. It's not like God be has given birth to his Son. So it's not like my son Nkunyim is son of, you know, Francis Aubin. No. This is God, fully God. But this is how he's decided to appear and to reveal himself to men. Are you with me at all? So the Holy Spirit is not an angel. The Holy Spirit is God himself. And so, don't expect to be encountering some angels when you are praying to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Even though in his presence there are angels, he's not an angel. Way, way more than that. Praise the Lord. That's our discussion for the day. So, but we are talking about engaging the Holy Spirit in our situations. In Genesis chapter 1, we are told the caveat for successful living, and that caveat is that in the beginning God created the heavens and he created the earth. Praise the Lord. So let's take it step by step. In the beginning God created. So the beginning of every important thing starts with God. In the beginning God. Praise the Lord. You have to preach with me. It's a moment of prayer. Every important journey important discussion, important project must have God as the beginning. In the beginning, God. Praise the Lord. Ask somebody, do you have God as your beginning? That simply means that the foundation of everything in your life must be God. If that beginning, that foundation is not God, you stand a high risk of jeopardy. So before the whole earth was formed, God was in the beginning of everything. He is the beginning of everything. So your life, our lives, must have God as the foundation. In fact, the New Testament talks about the fact that no foundation has been laid except that which has been laid in Christ. And in John chapter 1, he says that Jesus is the Word. And he says that nothing was created except that which was created by the Word. So when he is not in the beginning, there is a big problem. When God is not part of the foundation, it's not there. In fact, when God is not the main variable for the foundation, that's a problem. That's why the Bible also talks about when the foundation is destroyed, the righteous will be helpless. So our ministry, God should be the foundation. In fact, let me even say it well. Jesus should be the foundation, the center, the roof, the window. It should be Jesus plus nothing. Jesus, praise the Lord. Are you here? Some people are not happy that I'm saying that Jesus should be the foundation. Because we are people here who believe that they should be the center of their relationship. Yes, you, this human being that is back and forth like that, not stable at all. You think that the whole relationship should be centered on you. So when God takes you out of the equation, then we don't have anything to hold, Abby. You have become our life. When you are not there, we can't live. No. Let God be God and let man be man. Praise the Lord. Can I preach this thing? So in the beginning, God. Tell somebody, in the beginning, God. So then he said that heaven and earth, not earth and heaven. So you have to put things in perspective when you want to see solution. That solution starts or is wired from the supernatural to the natural. It's wired from the spiritual to the physical. God created first the spiritual domain, and then he now reclaimed and brought the natural domain, which he called the earth. Are you here with me at all? So first the heavenly, then the earthly. Are you here at all? First the celestial, and then the what? I think, yeah, Terra is at Terra Muga. Somebody say the spiritual controls the natural. So the child of God must have that foundation that you are first of all not just natural, you are first of all spiritual. So when God comes to live in us, he comes to live in our spirit. That's the first place God encounters man, not the flesh. When the flesh or the man was made out of clay, it was lifeless until the spirit came in. So our real advantage and real value is in the spiritual. So for you to encounter solutions, for us to encounter meaningful things, we have to place the supernatural, the spiritual, over the natural. He created the heavens and the earth. Now let's put the whole thing together. So in the process of creation, God must be at the foundation. In the beginning, God, what? Created the heavens, supernatural, then to control the natural. Have I preached? So you know that, for instance, babies are not a function of good sperms and good ovaries. If it were so, doctors would not be confused. It's not that. I mean, naturally, biologically, you can say that, but there are very serious margins that beat the medical mind. How people have good sperms and good eggs and the babies are not coming. Yeah, now they have even brought in some things like PCOS is inside. PCOS, where is it coming from? It's there. I'm not saying it's not there. But when you have good eggs and you have good sperm, why are we talking about PCOS? There are things define the process of, you know, conception. There are things define it. So you cannot just limit yourself to the science of life, even though it's important because we are here on earth. Are you here at all? We are here on earth. Gravity is on ground. If you stand on top of the roof and you jump, you will not be Captain Planet. So science is important. Tell somebody, science is important. But before science is God. Tell somebody, before science is God. So when you are considering, for instance, conceiving, you have to have a mind that if I'm a child of God, this is how things work in my domain. I don't care about unbelievers. But if you are a child of God, you operate from a different kingdom, from a different world, and there are different principles that gives you advantage, gives you some form of, you know, you operate with them, and then you will see the result that you're supposed to see. So for a child of God, if you want to create babies, one, God must be at the foundation of it. Praise the Lord. Number two, you must be controlling those variables from the supernatural perspective. Babies are a gift from God. So you are supposed to be controlling those variables, that creation. You have to be controlling that from the spiritual perspective, or else you will try and try and try, and if you are not careful, you will not see any result. So in the beginning, God created. He considered the supernatural first, and then the earthly second. Are you with me? Are we here at all together? Are you sure we are here? And we are going to see the breakdown. You want to see a career created. There is a way to engineer it spiritually. You want to see finances created. There's a way to engineer it spiritually. You want to see family created, ministry created. It has to be engineered first supernaturally. Because Paul said, though our work is in the flesh, our battle is not in the flesh. So we are looking like everything is normal, but we are not playing in a normal terrain. Are you here? We are playing in a terrain that is governed by spiritual variables, waves. Things that are spiritual first. And if you don't recognize them, they will neutralize your earthly efforts. So recognize God. And know that devil is also not neutral. And then that the redeemed man has got some power given to you by God. That when you work together with God supernaturally, you will have natural result that we will call the creation. Are we together? So, we have to look at it. If you want to create beauty, because some of us, we were not fine before. Holy Ghost, touch me now. I still need some eraser to clean some of the rough sketches. God have mercy. Someone say, God, I beg. Now, in verse 2, so there is no creation if there is no spiritual entity involved. God created. Same God is living in us. So if we are going to be able to create, we have to follow the formula of God. In verse 2, he says that the earth that God created, it was, the heaven was not a mess. The mess was here. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So first of all, We know that this earth that God created was supposed to be perfect. But here the scriptures say that it was without form. It was formless. So number one, right? Formless. The earth was what? Formless. So take the earth to be your life, or the things in your life that you want to, you know, bring life to. Formlessness is one of the things that will come out of your life as a raw material. Your life can be formless. No shape. No shape to your life, to the ministry, to the family life, to the career life. There may be no shape, formless. You can't really put any kind of structure, form, or any kind of shape to it. It's just formless. The whole earth was formless. Scientists were so confused that initially they said the earth was a square. Then they said it was a circle. And now I think we have settled that it's a sphere. To some point. Are you here at all? Yeah, because the scientists will have to discover what God has already done. So formlessness was there. It's the same way God created man. Man was clay. That clay was formless. Are you here? We are going somewhere. So the creation, well, when God gives you something, it may come as a formless something. The earth has been given. Heaven has been given. But the earth that was given came out as a formless earth. So formless marriage, formless career, formless ministry. That's how it's going to start. Praise the Lord. It's just a container. Then it's void. It's empty. It has a big vacuum. It's a hole. The new office you have been given, there's a big void in the spirit. And where there is a void, there must be substance to fill. So that completeness, are you here at all? Come on now. Completeness can be achieved. Where there is formlessness, there must be a design to bring form. How do we design and how do we fill the void of what has been presented to us? So you find out that if you give this man to this woman, what this woman will do with this man, or what this man will do to this woman, it may be different from what another man may do to this woman. And that will determine the outcome of that kind of person. So you think the woman is bad until she leaves you and marries another person who has a better sense of managing this void. Or bringing shape to this wonderful woman that you saw to be nonsense. Somebody will be given a company. The company is formless. It's void. Maybe company has been run down. Or you are doing a startup. There's not much in it. It's formless. We don't even know what the end of the matter is going to, what the shape is going to. Are you with me? We don't even know what will come out of it. Void means that there is potential that cannot be seen. So the person who is managing the void, the vacuum, the emptiness, is the person who is going to determine what that void has capacity in producing. And so that is voidness. So we understand formless. Then we have what? Voidness. Then he says that darkness was covering the face of the deep. So we have formlessness, voidness, and darkness. Formless, void, darkness. So darkness is also there. Whenever darkness is in a place, what you need is light. Because darkness can just be an overshadowing entity covering things that have to be seen, useful things that have to be seen. And if you just translate it into the spiritual plane, then you are talking about what the devil too can do. But here I believe that the darkness, as part of the interpretation of this, will be for a practical application, will be that you are lacking the requisite knowledge and the skill to be able to bring out the best out of whatever has been committed into your hands. So the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And other translations say for lack of knowledge. That lack of knowledge there is darkness. Are you here? Bible said, I think in Isaiah 33 verses, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. He said, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. So, no matter who you are, if you are a child of God, what really propels your stability is wisdom and knowledge. Praise the Lord. Other things will come, but wisdom and knowledge, these two legs, when you have them, you are likely to have a very stable life. May you have them in Jesus' name. So you can see darkness. So somebody can go into a company, is formless. You need knowledge to bring light into that space. It's void, empty. You need that wisdom to fill it up with all the things, even doing the recruitment. Recruitment of the partner you want to live with. Some people have a penchant of just recruiting foolish people in their lives. Everybody you have gone out with is a foolish man. That means that we have to outsource your recruitment to an agency. Because you don't seem to have the capital to recruit well. The eye, the brain, the emotional setup. Every time, what is not important is what is driving who you like. When you have money, then you start recruiting some attitudes. So when you want to change formlessness and you want to fill the void and bring light to your life, what do? Scripture is very clear. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Bring the Spirit into your formlessness. Bring the Spirit into your void. Bring the Spirit into your darkness. Once you're able to engage the Spirit in whatever is formless, the design is going to come out. Are you here at all? Let the Spirit take control. You can't see the left or the right of this pregnancy matter, this marital matter, this ministry matter. What you really need to first and foremost engage is the supernatural. And in engaging the supernatural, you engage the Holy Spirit himself. When the creation suffered what was not the perfect picture of God, the first personality we see in action is a Spirit. The Spirit came and moved upon the face of the... You have to get the Spirit to take charge. To move upon your formlessness. Are you here? Upon the thing that must have a shape. Must have... That's why people who know how to engage the Spirit into their ministry, into their marriage, family, into their career, into their health, they always see result. The God kind of result. God, the Lord said, I'm your physician. If you are sick, bring me in. Bring the balm of Gilead. I will heal you. You are healed already. Are you here at all? So you cannot be taking the medicine from the hospital as a child of God when you have not even had the mind of engaging the Spirit. You will take all your life. And you will be living your life to the capacity of the medicine alone. When God can work with the medicine and make you whole. Are you here at all? When there is formlessness. Sometimes you go, you are given a report. You can never conceive. You have to bring the Spirit into that formlessness. So, are you here? Come on now. Are you sure? Am I preaching people? You traveled. They say your money, no, chale. Spirit in the kikambomwa. Ebe ye juma. Yes, you are one of my bread. No. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And the Nipanese woman named Yomo Deye. The human being said, this is too small. It's a small boy's lunch. And we have 5,000 men, women not counted, children not counted. How are we going to feed them? He said, a whole year's salary cannot feed them. So when there was that formlessness on feeding the people,
The disciples, they said, we can't. That's where human strength ends. We can't. Scarcity of resources. But when it comes to God, once he's involved, there cannot be scarcity because abundance is with God. So when you connect God to the scarcity, you are 100% sure that by faith and by his mercies, there will be multiplication, and in the end there shall be surplus. They brought the we cannot material to Jesus. He took the loaves of bread, lifted it, put something on it and said, the same hand that could not, now take it, because I have come over, I have moved over it. Same hand, start sharing. And when the supernatural came upon those scarce resources, I'm telling you, they ate and when you have Edwin and the rest, they will go double rounds, second round, third rounds. Bible said everybody was full. It takes people who are full to live surplus. Is that not so? Yeah, if people are not full, Charlie, have you seen hungry people eating before? Even the bone looks like flesh. And they collected 12 baskets full of fragments. Why? Because they did not know which form or shape. It is Jesus that said, okay, now that I have collected the resources, let them sit on the grass. He was bringing shape. Let them sit 50 by 50. Are you here at all? He was bringing shape. Tell somebody, invite the spirit. He will bring shape and form. Everyone's model may not work for you, but the model of the spirit working with you will be customized to your success. How I have built my family, how I have had my children, how I mean the very particular way, idiosyncratic way that Francis does it, might not be the same way that will work with you, because you are a unique human being working with a unique savior. So it is when you go to him that he knows how he has wired your form. He knows how he has designed you. Are you here? He said, I crafted you in the palms of my... He has the architectural drawings where he can place the baby in one corner of your womb that doctors will not see. They'll be saying whatever they are saying, but he knows where he has locked the babies. And if you go to him, he will bring form to your formlessness. Where there is a void, Kai, Salama Kapahasa, Etole Bredekete, Shakwala Kavita Lavaya, Eko Tavata Lava. Bring the spirit to bear. Engage the Holy Ghost. They were at the wedding in Cana. They said, wine is finished, void. Imagine people have come for wedding and wine is gone. Void everywhere. They didn't know what to do. They went to Mary. Mary said, go to the Lord and do whatever he asks you to do. They engage him and he engaged them. And he said, these pots that you people have here, that you have been using for ablution, pour water into it. They poured water into these pots of void. And he said, pour it out. They poured out water, became wine. The void was filled. I'm not talking to somebody at all. So from time to time, you see in scriptures how the spirit fills the void. When you are emotionally drained, it's the spirit that will fill the void. He said, I will give you joy for the spirit of heaviness. It's the spirit that fills the void. If the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit, Keleva Kotosa, that raised him from the dead shall quicken your mortal. But when there is void, the agent for filling that void is the Holy Ghost. And you have to fill the void spiritually first. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, there may not be fruit on the vine, everywhere may be withered, but he said, I shall rejoice in the God of my salvation. I am bringing God into where nothing is happening, where there is a void, and I know that something will happen. It shall be filled. The scripture said, he said, where there is a void, he said that it's not man that fills it. There's a scripture that says, open your mouth wide and I shall fill. Whenever there is void, you have to engage the Holy Spirit. Please tell somebody, engage the Holy Spirit. Target is not targeting. You are not meeting the target. Everywhere is void. They are just sidestepping you, putting you aside. Nothing. No. Selenka is not working. Work is not working. Fill the void by engaging the spirit. It's a very simple message I'm preaching here. Fill the void by what? A Christian who doesn't know this is going to suffer for nothing. Suffer for nothing. And the thing we learn in John chapter 2 about Jesus is that he can be present and not involved. I'm at the party, but your wine finished. It's not my business. If you don't make me your business, I don't make your business my business. So me being here, why not sumami? Obi an sumami, obi an frame. Means so I don't need wine. When I hear wine, who part now? You would drink your water, when I can give you wine. So having the Holy Spirit in your life is not going to do unampe juman yomao. That's why I said that even though I know what you need, you ask. You ask, because some people take piety as righteousness. The poorer you are, the more righteous they feel. Everyone and their style. Have you found out that in this country, as we have ye near being your thing, still go for what you for more? Oh, sometimes guys, you see some pass here barefooted, plenty of them walking barefooted. So you cannot take it upon yourself. So when you're fine, munchem pabuana, there be. It's a voluntary decision someone has made that means some fashion style. And they say, me the minaya to for why not smile? So some people, they have made the decision to stay in the suffering. And until your mind changes on what you want to see and engage the Lord is not going to engage himself. You engage him. Tell somebody, engage God. Engage the Holy Spirit. And stop murmuring. Tell somebody, stop murmuring. As you are murmuring, the formlessness will be there. The void will be there. And the darkness will be there. So when there is a void, you need to engage the spirit to move on the void. Put that mortar inside that pit. Fill that pit with the Holy Spirit. One day, the Spirit of the Lord carried the prophet Ezekiel to the Valley of Dry Bones. When he went there, everywhere was dark. Dark. Army grounded. Darkness has taken over. Then in a conversation with the Holy Spirit asked him, can these dry bones live? He said, oh, only thou knowest. Bad situation. Only thou knowest. They talk. He said, go run and prophesy. The dry bones will live. After doing everything, he says that speak to the four winds. Shaka, that all thy winds bring life. Why you be behavior? Prophesy to the four winds. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And look at what happened. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. After doing all the going around, all the akwanchire, whatever, Papa ni bonini nyina, in the end, and he says that, ask the Holy Spirit to come on the matter. It is the engagement of the Holy Spirit on the matter that will bring life and cause a grounded army to come alive. Olive oil and the Holy Ghost in Kanwa, yes, what the mountain better tone, Hosa, Bibia, Yajuma, except the Holy Ghost is on. Until he is in it, darkness is in charge. Am I talking now? Come on now. Are you sure I'm talking now? That's why when Jesus spoke to people who were demonized, when he spoke, demons left. When they encountered him, they left. When you engage the Spirit of the Lord in your matter, darkness will flee. It doesn't matter. Darkness will what? Flee. So what do? Engage the Spirit. Do what? Engage the Spirit. Look at Isaiah chapter 32. Verse number 15. Very quickly. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Engage the Spirit. Tell somebody, never forget this message. In changing situations, engage the Holy Spirit. Yes. He says that what? Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Until. Can I say? Until. That's it. The wilderness will remain the wilderness. Until the Spirit be poured from on high. Then there shall be transformation from the wilderness to a fruitful field. And then as the Spirit is poured, that one will also move from another transformation into a forest. Transformation, changes, they happen when the Spirit is engaged. It's the same. Same, same, old, old story. Can we see it in the message? The message says, yes, weep and grieve until the Spirit is poured down on us from above, and the Badlands desert grows crops, and the fertile fields become what? Forest. Say, cry, oh, cry. Until the Spirit, cry. Sabalakataya. You can be beautiful and formless in the eyes of every great man. Until the Spirit comes upon you. Why the behum? Oh, the kobisa root. Kobisa root. Until the Spirit comes upon you, your intelligence is going nowhere. Until the Spirit comes upon you, it's the Spirit that will make you marketable. When the Spirit, Bible said, John was there, he saw Jesus coming, and he saw the Spirit descending upon him. The same Spirit that was descending upon him was marketing him. He said that this man that the Spirit is descending upon, this is the Lamb of God. Say, behold the Lamb of God. Too much controversy about him. But when the Spirit descended on him, the Spirit started marketing. This one that he said, I am my Father, I wonder you who want to kill him. Hear what the Spirit has to say. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The John that you believe is also saying that, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. When the Spirit comes upon you, he will add beauty, he will add favor, he will market you. The Spirit will just change the narrative about you. That's why it doesn't matter the narrative that pertains. Once you engage the Spirit, things are going to change. I pray that from today, may things change in your life. That amen didn't come out at all. As you engage the Spirit, may things begin to change in your life. May this church begin to encounter the outpouring of the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every sickness let it depart here. Every darkness let it depart. Every formlessness let it depart. Every void in your life let it depart. May the Lord fill your life with power in the mighty name of. Shout a louder amen. Until the Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, how did the Spirit come? Bible says that in verse 1, Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Verse 2, please push it. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind. Please give me King James. And suddenly there came, verse 2, a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. May the Spirit sit upon somebody here. As he sits on you, let there be a change in your life, a visible change in your life. Shout a louder amen. I said there shall be a visible change in your life. Shout a better amen here, louder amen. Prayer to engage the move of the Spirit will bring changes in everything we do. Prayer. Tell somebody pray. Tell somebody, a Christian who doesn't pray, it's a major matter. So pray. You come to church, but pray. I can't hear you. Tell me, you. I know you come to church. But the next level is that learn to pray. Pray and engage the Holy Spirit. Pray. Not just coming to church, but pray and engage the Holy Spirit. Are you here at all? Who is ready to pray here? Are you ready to pray here? Are you ready to change all the formlessness, all the void? Pray, and as you pray, you engage the Spirit and give the Spirit the mandate for change. He said, come all you foreigners and produce life. Produce life. That was what I was reading to you. This earth that was formless. Go to about verse 10. In Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form. Go to about verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the water. Please go. And God, look at verse. This earth was formless, void. But see God filling it. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. It was so. As the Spirit was hovering over it, God now said, let the package change. And then he started, he said, let this earth, it's void, but it has potential. Let it bring forth grass. What do you want your life to bring forth? Feed it into the system by engaging the Holy Spirit in prayer. Feed it into the system. Let the earth bring forth grass. He didn't say bring forth grass. Herb yielding seed. Let it bring fruit. Born after its own kind. Kai. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth. This same life. Be praying and engaging the Holy Spirit. And how specific things you are praying. Let my life yield this thing. Let it yield. Are you here at all? Come on, are you sure you are here? Say, and it shall be so. It shall be what? So. Tell somebody, the next time I see you, the prophecy will be happening. It shall be so in your life. Can you encourage somebody to stand up and talk to somebody? Say, the next time I see you, engaging the Holy Spirit in prayer, everything will fall in line unto you in pleasant places. Let's give the Lord a big clap offering. The beauty of the matter is that when you engage the Lord and he comes upon the chaotic waters, there shall be peace. Jesus exemplified it. When you engage the Lord, he is not going to dwell in one place with the devil. The seat is one. When God comes in, you know, everything respects the Oga. Once he comes, darkness will just take off. And the Oga will... Are you here at all?
engage the Holy Spirit. He changes situations, conditions. We are going to pray small. We are going to pray against formlessness. And we are going to engage the Holy Spirit. Take over. We are going to pray for the void. Fill. Fill with substance. He started filling. Let the earth bring forth grass. And the darkness departed. There was light everywhere. Shakataba. When he said, let there be light, there was light. Too powerful. I don't know what you are encountering, but we have a prayer answering God. Lift your hands right now and thank the Lord for the word you have heard. As you are praying, have faith. Thank him. Thank him. I can't hear you. Thank him. Bless his name. Give him praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Rekopata luce prenuasa. Kala la 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 basa. Koshala mandala bakapa. Oh, come on. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word you have heard. Eleko sabarako seprete. Karua siprenu akilatosa. Iado sipredi keleso. Shakadala bahasa. Atelia mandala kosepredi. Iskola para duska paya. Shakala balaba da 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 da. Shukala balakata. Atona laba lokosepredi. Iquatara bato si pradiga shanda la labakala patalia ishalabalianda laba kosapa rabarada shanta labarabranda ikalianda laba estonda labala ikwala talibaha shakala parata labala. Shakala bala bala katala baha. Ikwatala bala talu sapradi. Atala mandala kosapa. Ikwatala bala da 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 da. Somebody pray. Kata laba kapata. Iko laba da la la laba sutala. Eka du zapreni akwateli apaya. Atora baba koseperi atose. Shakapata laba baba. Atola balanda labakapaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift your hands right now. Father, I pray that as you brooded upon the waters, brooded upon the earth, come and brood upon my void in the mighty name of Jesus. Brood upon the formlessness in my life. Brood upon the shapelessness. Brood upon the lack of design, lack of structure in my life right now. Open your mouth, Father. Bring structure, bring design, bring shape, bring form into the ministry, into the family, into my career, into my academics. Bring form, bring form to the womb, to the marriage. Bring form to the things. Bring form. Epara suda bahata. Sheketele belekepe Atali parusa prea Inshala kapata Lekora pata liza Ashata laba kapa Atolaba lakapataya Etalaba kuasata Antelia paya. Father, bring form. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Holy Spirit, I engage you to bring form. Shela balagadas. Bring form, Lord. Eke la patosa. Ika la parusa prea. Shaka patalaba. Atalaba lakapa. Atolaba lakapa. Atulabra kapata. Atalia parata. Asutalabala. Atala balakapa, atola balakapa, ateliape, teleparasoya, atalaba, bring form. We pray for form. Shape, structure, bring a law, yes, keparatosa, container, bring container, shakada bahata. Ikota la patosa.
Yes, Lord, to the ministry, to the family, to the business, to the marriage. Bring forth Yatora Patosa, Itora Pesa, Shaka Parados, Itatula Peya, Atala Patata Tata, Rapata Lavata, let them be formed. Shaka Lapa, Atula Kapa, Atelia Pa, Antuliki Pa, Ashataya, Tarapataya, Raparaso, Ituala Para, Atula Bara, let them be formed. Create, yes, create, yes, create, redesign by your power, yes, Sotama, re-engineer by your power, Antora Barezo. Hey, hey, hey. Shaka Patalaba, Atalaba Lakapa, Atalia Pata, Atolaba Lakapa, Atalaba Lata, Atolabrata, Atalabele, 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 Atolaba, 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 Atalaba, Asutalabata, Atolaba Lakata. Atalabalata, Atalabalata, Ashalabata, Atulabalata, Atalabalata, pray, 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 Shakata Lamahata, Shalabala Kapata. Itola bala bala basaka, shala bala kala bala ta, shala bala 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 bala, shala bala bala bala, atala bala bala bala, atola bala bala bala, atala bala bala bala, atala bala bala bala, atala bala bala bala, atola bala bala bala, atola bala. Let there be formed. Let there be formed. Let there be a redesign. Can you open your mouth? Father, redesign. 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 Shape it up. Let there be a shape. Let there be a structure. Shaka patalaba. Let there be a container. Let there be an image to it. An image. Let that picture be clear. Let the picture be clear. Let the image fall. Atarabatata. This church. Le paruasa. Atoraba. Itoriba. Kaya parosa. Ashakata. Rabatalaba. Atorabata. Pray. God is giving form. The Lord is producing form. El Shakapera, Itoli Parezo, Shakapata Lava, Atola Betelia, Atola Lamata, Atulia Pariasa, Atola Pa. Pray now, any emptiness in your life, let it be filled. Every emptiness, let it be filled. Every void, fill it with substance. Fill it with grass. Fill it with seeds. Fill it with fruits. Right now.
Pray. Pray.
bless you.
Oh my God.
Lift your hands right.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Thank the Lord for answered prayer.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank him for answered prayer.
We thank you for answered prayer, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Every formlessness has changed. The void is filled. Darkness has given way to light.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.